first page, it'll be fine. Okay, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Audit and Risk Committee meeting. Declare the meeting open at 9:40. Announcement of visitors. Neil. Any financial interest disclosures? Neil. Record of attendance. Apologies, leave of absence. It's 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, and 2.4 is application of a leave of absence. Three is confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, a draft motion that the minutes of the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 19th of September 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. A mover and a seconder on that. Please, Councillor Norrie, and seconder, Councillor Taylor. Those in favour, thank you, that's everyone. Reports, 4.1, Chief Executive Office Report, 4.1A, Quarterly Risk Management Update, December 2025. CEO Ty.
Thank you. The Audit and Risk Register is one of the critical documents, guiding documents for the administration in regards to reducing the risk to council and the organisation. The major issues that we've had over the last, at least the last 18 months, 2 years, has been around our digitalisation or our financial services, particularly in regards to that. One of the major updates that we have had is bringing on Council First on the 1st of July of this year, which has dropped off a lot of our risks. We Council do have a risk policy, as I'm sure you're aware, in regards to how we rate risk and then how we treat it. So on the, for those that are new to this, on the left-hand side of the this document, there'll be two coloured columns, if you like. The risk rating on the left is untreated. So this is a risk that's been identified by administration or through audits in regards to potential risk to the organisation. Then as you move across to the right, you'll see the column on the right-hand side is a reassessed or residual risk rating. There'll be some times when we can't treat a risk. It's just a risk that we'll put in everything we possibly can, but we can't treat it. It's still going to remain high. But there's a lot that we can, and that's what we've done. So we've really brought down our overall risks and risk ratings to the organisation quite significantly since the start of this financial year. And that's why you'll see on page 4 that we've actually brought it down. There's two outstanding high risk items at the moment. First one of the main one of those is around our ICT strategic plan, which is what we do have in place, but we're working our way through that. So we're still a lot of follow-on things from the implementation of Council First that we still need to deal with around procedures and processes and whatnot. That's happening at the moment, but we couldn't do that until the system was in. And the biggest one that we've got is through our disruptions to the organisation through might be a natural disaster event, or it could be a hacking event, those sorts of things. So the business continuity plan is what we need. Again, we really had to wait till we got the new system in place for that. However, the risk on both of those has substantially decreased, given that we're moving away from a server-based storage. So the data used to be stored in the CRC. Now that's going to online. Our data is being stored online, which means that there's a company that have all the proper protocols in place for the Signals Intelligence Directorate. They put out the ways that we're supposed to manage our digital data and our digital environment, and that's been dealt with through them. So those risks are really significantly reducing, and it means that once they're done, we can go out and hunt out more risks and treat them as we go forward. I'm happy to take any particular questions that councillors may have. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I didn't mean that, sorry.
I was just wondering, thanks Ty, I was wondering, you've got your action plans, your actions in here. I was wondering around whether there's any standardised review dating, you know, review process for those actions. Thank you.
Councillor Sprigg to Santos.
Thank you, Councillor.
You don't see. No.
Yes, there is. We will go through and review them at least quarterly in preparation for the Audit and Risk Committee and Improvement Committee. And I think that going forward as well, I think there'll be another fresh set of eyes on it, being the new presiding member, who will also help. But yeah, I know we at least quarterly or more regularly as risks are identified. So.
Happy? Yep. Any further questions? Keeping pots. Ongoing. Okay. Well, no further questions. No further questions in regards to the risk management updates for December. The recommendation there that the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee receive the summary of updates to the risk profiles, to the risk register and risk profiles up to December 2025, and the above report updating risk management activities undertaken to date. I have a mover and a seconder for that recommendation. Please. Councillor Ardone. Seconder, Councillor Norrie. Thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Okay, 4.2B, related party transactions and disclosures.
Through the Chair, this item is... CEO. Through the Chair, this item is just a standing item that we put up. It's just basically allows the public to understand that we do have slightly different procedures put in place in regards to dealing with Australian Accounting Standards 124, which is the related party disclosures. We report all council, we ask council, or council have resolved to report more frequently than what is required, and this is just basically allowing the public to understand that.
Thank you, Ty. Any questions in regards to the disclosures? Pretty straightforward. No questions. Recommendation that the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee note the approach taken and the systems established by management with regards to addressing the requirements of AASB 124 related party disclosures. Have a mover, please. Councillor Norrie. Seconder, Councillor Ardone. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Okay, five is the next meeting, which is set down for Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2026. Sounds a long way away, but it's not, is it? Okay, close the meeting at 9:49.